This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. One of the lesser-known slivers of Sonoma County's agricultural output is medicinal herbs. Several hundred varieties are grown here and sold through the Sonoma County Herb Exchange.
They go to medicine makers, manufacturers, individual herbalists, mostly medicine makers and such, kitchen witches, as we sometimes call them, folks who distribute their medicines to their family and friends in the form of tinctures, alcoholic extracts, teas. We provide mostly fresh and dried herbs to medicine makers.
Leslie Gardner coordinates the exchange, which markets the herbs from a small pool of growers in two ways.
One are medicine makers and manufacturers that order ahead of time, pre-order, in the very early spring. And the advantage of that to the growers is that the growers have a guaranteed sale and can provide the herbs when they're at their medicinal potency, their peak. The other is weekly sales in which people order from our catalog and pick up their herbs on Tuesdays. We're only open one day a week. Our growers come in the morning and customers arrive in the afternoon.
They also import herbs from other parts of the country for local medicine makers to use. The exchange began in 1999, a program of the Sonoma County Herb Association, and was just getting established when Terry Toso, now one of the leading growers, first joined in.
When I went to the first meeting, there were buyers that said what it was that they most needed, what it was that they would buy. And I thought, well, I'll just go with those. And then it was trial and error. I found those that I could grow easily, that grew here well, and others that I just struggled with year after year. So it was trial and error, but I also listened carefully to what the community was asking for and planted those things.
She does this, Toso explains, on a compact half acre near Cotati.
I probably have about 65 species of medicinal herbs, what is normally called Western medicinal herbs, as opposed to Chinese. And they're mostly herbs that grow well here in this area. Some of them have actually even become naturalized, so they might not be native, but they certainly have naturalized here.
It's possible for almost anyone to grow at least a few herbs, says Gardner, who's written a book titled Life in the Medicine that explains how to go about it. But not everyone who tries it sticks with it.
There's a certain amount of dabbling in herbs. Many people are attracted to medicinal herbs because of the mystique, the medicine, the mystery of it, and then come to find out that it's really just farming. It's just really hard work, after all. There is a learning curve, after which many people decide that it's just a little bit too much work.
On the other hand, there are those who plunge into the process wholeheartedly, Gardner adds, such as the man who was determined to replicate the conditions needed to grow golden seal, a plant that requires a cold season of dormancy.
In the Occidental area, he took a raised bed up to waist level, and to mimic a winter snow, he would go out and buy crushed ice. And in the wintertime, he would spread this over his beds once a week to try to mimic the colder winter that the eastern woodland herbs need in order to produce this very expensive and efficacious herb. And he grew it very well.
The seasonal availability of herbs varies widely, but whatever is fresh, and of course stocks of dried herbs, is up for sale at the exchange's home on Sebastopol's Laguna Farm once a week on Tuesday afternoons. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.